that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A newly filed lawsuit says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility. The alleged incident happened at Elmcroft of Halcyon. The woman was taken to the hospital and is currently in the ICU. The facility has not responded to requests for comment. The search for new police and fire chiefs is now underway in Selma. City council members will vote on an interim police chief tonight. The council is also creating two search committees to help find permanent chiefs. And there's a new mural in the city of Troy. The downtown mural pays tribute to the people and places that helped lay the foundation for the city. Troy University graduate Alex McClendon was chosen as the artist for the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Agalaga pizza. Bulabadaka pizza. That's amazing.
Is this Phoenix? No, it's Fiji.
Dave's searching skills are scary.
We're just casually discussing 30-year-old commercials that for some reason we both remember.
There was a commercial in 1988. It was an AT&T commercial. I thought it was a GTE commercial. Because there were a lot of really
similar.
They're very similar, and there were a lot of really good GTE commercials back in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a commercial, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, by the way. There was a commercial in the late 1980s, 1988. And somebody's trying to call a friend of his in Phoenix or a business in Phoenix. And he keeps misdialing because he's not using AT&T. Or he keeps getting, you know, connected poorly because he's not using AT&T, apparently.
Well?
And he calls a place called Bulabadaka Beachside.
Bulabadaka Beachside?
Bulabadaka Beachside. It sounded to my 9 or 10-year-old brain at the time as Agalaga Pizza. So for 31 years, I have been answering the phone Agalaga Pizza. I answer the phone very regularly, very routinely. When my wife calls, I'll say, Agalaga Pizza. Now I've got to change it to Bulla Banaka Visai.
But the funny thing here is that he just says that, and I look up and go, you mean Lomi Naka Visai?
Yeah, he had his own version of it.
But it's like the same cadence, so we knew it had to be the same thing.
Akalaka Visai. What did you call it before?
Lomi Naka Visai.
Lomi Naka Visai?
Lomi Naka Visai. Bulla Banaka Visai.
Yeah, it was always Akalaka Pizza to me. I have searched for that commercial for years as Akalaka Pizza. I wondered, self, how do you spell pizza?
You had to put the context in there that the guy's like, you know, speaking like pidgin English,
mm-hmm.
and he's calling a beach bar.
Mm-hmm. Beachside. Akalaka Pizza. Anyway, Bulla Banaka
Beachside. In Fiji.
I don't know if anyone else...
No, like, the just people were like, what are they talking... Like, I'm turning this segment off.
So you texted to my group text that has Klaib in it.
Oh, yeah.
Klaib wonders,
what the heck,
why are you sending a 31-year-old AT&T commercial via text?
Well, also, I sent the GTE commercial first that we thought it was.
All right. Our number, 272-9228. If you want to get in. All right, let me do this story. Because I haven't covered this subject in a while. I've kind of been off of it for a little bit. But I want to kind of give you the genesis of where all this comes from. Mike Flynn had a hearing yesterday. General Michael Flynn had a hearing yesterday on his criminal case. It was just a status conference. There's a transcript available. You can go look it up. But the question that has... I asked it not long ago, who is in charge of the Flynn prosecution? It's still Brandon Van Grack. He's the one who was prosecuting him for Mueller. I guess he's doing it for DOJ at large. I don't know. But during the hearing, they referenced FARA violations.
Which is?
The Foreign Agents Registry. You mm-hmm. have to, if you're a Foreign Agents Registry, if you are a... Of representing a foreign agent. If you're an agent of a foreign government,
yep.
you have to register. You have to tell people that.
You have to say, hey, look, yeah, I'm lobbying on behalf of the Saudis or the Nairobians or
yeah.
you know, the people from Zaire.
Yeah, say you're a businessman from Zaire.
South
there's
Africa.
An oil company, uh-huh. and they're Zairean. You have to let the government know I'm operating on behalf of the Zaireans over there because I'm just a businessman in Zaire.
Right.
There's a great thread. It's a guy named Technofog. I go far and wide to get these quotes, people.
He does.
I do real research here. Technofog. It's a Twitter account run by somebody. I don't know who it is. Some techno geek. Back in May, a couple of months ago, sort of, I think, put the whole deal together how the Obama administration was spying, not just on Flynn, not just on Trump, but on everybody. Everybody. Now, here's...
Does it have to do with the brother of a guy that might have been high up in the Clinton organization?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of starts there.
Okay.
And here's what he asked himself. He went back and looked and said, over the last 50 years, the federal government has only prosecuted FARA violations 7 times. Meaning, once every 7 years or so, someone will lobby on behalf of a foreign government or work in corporate America on behalf of a foreign government or a foreign company that has foreign government ties, and they won't register as a foreign agent. Why is the federal government never investigating these? Because it's a crime. It's a felony. Why is the federal government not investigating him? Why is the federal government not indicting people? Why is the federal government not charging people? Why wasn't Tony Podesta charged under the FARA violation? And so he looks at it and he says, he starts to believe that the lack of prosecution of FARA violations, the lack of prosecuting people for failing to register as foreign agents, is intentional. And he mm-hmm. justifies why he believes that is so. He said, not because they ignored the law, but because the Department of Justice used FARA violations as predicates to obtain FISA warrants. So if you're overseas and you're doing business and you come back home and you don't register as having done business, they don't care. But when they find out about it, they're not going to prosecute you. They're going to spy on you. The Department of Justice National Security Division is who is tasked with enforcing FARA violations. And they prepare and file applications for court orders pursuant to FISA. There's even a FARA section on the Department of Justice website. Only 7 times in 50 years have they prosecuted these violations. There's a section 1951, 18 U.S.C. 1951, that allows people to be spied on but not prosecuted for FARA. So they have two options. They can either go after you for the FARA violation or go after you for being a political or non-political agent under the control of foreign governments. Those are your two options. If you go after somebody for a FARA violation, all you got to do is show the court, oh, look, this guy didn't register as a foreign agent. You get your indictment, you go pick him up, you prosecute him, you put him in jail. Easy peasy. But there was no spying, right? We don't know what he was doing over there. Maybe he was just a businessman in Zaire. Maybe he was just traveling over to Czechoslovakia, or that didn't exist anymore, the Czech Republic, in order to conduct a business transaction. Maybe he was just lobbying on behalf of a foreign government on some state or local issue. I mean, we have FARA registrations in Alabama. People lobbying on behalf of Mercedes against the Alabama government or something. You know, you got to register. But if you focus on 18 U.S.C. 951 and you tell the court we're investigating whether or not this person is an agent under the control of foreign governments, now you get a FISA application. Now you get a FISA Title I warrant. Now you get to spy on all the guy's telephone calls, mm-hmm. emails, text messages, computer searches, every picture sent and received. You get to look at all his travel documents. And you get to spy on everybody within 2 degrees of relationship to this guy.
Yep.
So I pick up the phone and call Carolyn. I am a person who's dealing with a foreign government but has failed to register. The Department of Justice National Security Division goes to the FISA court and says, we got to monitor this Baron Coleman. He claims he's a talk show host. He claims he's just a businessman in Zaire. I pick up the phone and call Carolyn and say, Carolyn, you cooking fish this weekend? I'm hungry. I want to come over and eat. I'll bring potato salad. Guess what? That FISA Title I warrant gives them the right to search every bit of my life and now Carolyn's. Carolyn picks up the phone and calls her friend in Salt Lake because she used to live out there for decades. She picks up the phone and calls her friend in Salt Lake. Guess who also falls under that FISA Title I warrant? Her friend in Salt Lake. You see how now if you're dealing with somebody who has any connections to government, you can spy on everybody this way?
Wait, so you said that she called you, or you called her.
I called her, she called me.
And you said that she's having a get-together?
Right.
And you're bringing the potato salad?
Right.
Can they spy on everybody that comes to the get-together?
If I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if I have to have electronic communication with them, or if it's just face-to-face communication. That could be a great answer.
Yeah, I mean, I legit don't know, but...
I legit don't know either.
I thought that's where you were going with that was, is that there's 10 people,
right?
Know, and I'm there, and Jack's there, and, you know,
yeah.
Clay's there.
Now you're
all
under
it. And
yeah.
We're all under it.
It could be.
It wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me either. I don't know how they use it.
I mean, because you and I are... you and I are text messaging, so that's electronic communication, so... Now they got me up in their maw, Baron.
Well, don't do anything. You ain't got to worry about
it. I'm just a businessman in Zaire, Baron.
The NSD, the National Security Division of the Department of Justice, is who prosecutes these. They're who seeks the FISA warrants. They're who spies on everybody. And that is where the spy operation against Trump originated. And they started it, I believe, with Mike Flynn because he was dealing with Russians, because he was dealing with Turkish people. He was lobbying on behalf or working on behalf of some Turkish, I don't know, was it intel or defense or... airplanes or helicopters or something. He's working on behalf of some Turkish company. That's what got him tripped up in the first place. But they didn't go after him on the FARA violation. They went after him. They wanted to roll it up. They wanted to be able to spy on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who used to work for Obama. He was in Obama's administration.
Mm-hmm.
He was an intelligence guy for Obama. And now he's supporting Trump. You don't think they want to spy on this guy? They could have gone after him for the FARA violation, say, Mike, you should have registered. We hate to do this to you, but we've got to slap handcuffs on you. Got to take you downtown. We've got to put you in that room with the single light on the string.
Let you sit there for a while.
Play some good cop, bad cop.
Sweat you out.
Slam the drawer closed on that table. They all had that door. Scare you to death.
Be seen filing past the room in that one small window.
Yeah.
Very fast and talking to people.
Four guys with mustaches standing on the other side of the two-way mirror. I don't know, Sarge.
Loud, saying a little too loud, "We got him. We got him. Dead to rights."
This guy's toast. Guy's toast. Here's a quote here. I'm going to read from something here. There was a local DOJ prosecutor who saw some opportunities to bring FARA cases. And here's what was written about that. During our audit, we found that the number of active FARA registrations peaked in the 1980s, 916 active registrations in 1987. It fell sharply in the mid-1990s. The department has not performed an analysis on the decline. National Security Division officials speculated the imposition of FARA registration fees in 1993 and the passage of the Lobbying Disclosure Act, which carved out significant exemption to FARA in 1995, were likely factors. In addition to the declining trend in registrations, we found that there were historically very few FARA prosecutions. Between 1966 and 2015, the department brought only 7 criminal FARA cases. One resulted in a conviction at trial for conspiracy to violate FARA. 2 pleaded guilty to violating FARA. 2 others pleaded guilty to non-FARA charges. The remaining 2 cases were dismissed. So only 5 convictions.
Mm-hmm.
We were also told by the National Security Division that the department has not sought civil injunctive relief under FARA since 1991. Why would they? They can spy on everybody. Now read this, or listen to this excerpt from the IG report. You have the National Security Division turning away FBI agents with solid FARA questions. Bulletproof cases. You've got an admission that they've only convicted 5 people under this in 50 years. 1 every 10 years. Only charged 7. 1 out of 7 years. Now listen to this segment right here. This is the IG report that came out not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the majority of FBI field personnel we interviewed believe that the National Security Division's review of FARA cases was generally slow and that NSD is reluctant to approve FARA charges. Although these individuals generally speculated as to why NSD might be reluctant, we found that NSD does not track the timeliness of its handling of FARA referrals, with the general view that the matters will take as long as they take. One person from the FBI with whom we spoke told us that, as a result, what could be an extraordinarily effective tool has instead become a point of contention and frustration, and found not just a lack of support from NSD, but negative support. In other words, the NSD is taking active steps to frustrate prosecutors who want to bring FARA charges. Some FBI personnel we spoke with told us that CES generally appeared to lack confidence in FARA because it was too seldom used or too difficult to prosecute. Most personnel from the FBI, however, told us they came away from their interactions frustrated with CES because they were not giving any explanation as to why they believed, as why what they believed to be solid evidence of a FARA violation was declined for prosecution. Some of these agents noted that NSD has a clear preference towards pursuing registration for alleged FARA violators rather than seeking prosecution. In other words, why don't you just register? FBI and USAO staff we spoke with told us that they have been asked repeatedly in some instances to solicit voluntary registration from targets of investigators, despite the fact that it is evident that the investigators, that the target has no intention of complying. NSD officials denied this and stated that the FARA unit is unaware of any instance in which it requested the FBI or USAO ask the target of an ongoing criminal investigation to register. So the FBI agents come in and say, oh, we got a case here. This guy clearly didn't register. He's out there doing chicanery. They go to the NSD, who has to approve the violations. The NSD sits on it forever, tries to get the person to register and say, we'll call it a day if you'll just register.
Mm-hmm.
And then even when they don't register, they say, we're not going to prosecute them.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? They'd have to stop spying on them. Because what the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI agents didn't know is the National Security Division had gone by that time and gotten a FISA warrant. And they've looked at everything. They've looked at absolutely everything. I forgot to tell you, last hour of the program is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, phenomenal. All you got to do is contact her, 567-4223. I'm going to finish this after. This is only the setup. It's a long story. I told you. I held it to the end. It's terrifying. It's frightening what the Obama administration was doing. And it wasn't just the Obama administration. It goes back to George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. We're only now learning of it because we have the God Emperor of the United States, Donald J. Trump, as the president. Had Hillary Clinton won, this would still be going on and we wouldn't know. Call Kim Williams, 567-4223. 567-4223. Had Jeb Bush won, this would still be going on. We wouldn't know. Had any other Republican on the stage that had a chance to win, Rand Paul didn't count because he didn't have a chance. Had any of them won, we wouldn't have a clue. Had Marco Rubio won, this would still be covered up. It'd still be going on, still be covered up. Political appointees, political enemies being spied on by your federal government, weaponized intelligence. And I'm outlining how they did it and how it started. You're not going to hear it on any of the mainstream outlets because no one's going to talk about this. Call Kim Williams, 567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com. That's her website.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, forhealthypetsonline.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We'll be right back. guys. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman back with you. We have a little bit of a cap and gown segment. I'm sorry for that.
It's okay.
But I'm not done. I got to do a little more capping and gowning. But I will take your calls on the BathInnovation.com guest hotline at 272-9228 if you want to talk to the lovely and talented Carolyn. I also have to tell you about my friends over at New Look Decorating. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they had their house painted with New Look Decorating's Benjamin Moore paints. Luscious, thick, beautiful, even spread, great coverage. Man, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. New Look Decorating, what they're able to do. Go by there. Talk to Brian Carr. Talk to Brett Lanham. Good, good people. And you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They got two designers on staff. They'll keep you from making mistakes on colors and textures and all that kind of stuff. New Look Decorating is amazing. They're on the Atlanta, the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. So get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore, high quality paints. 28 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman. Now, I'm going to finish this real quickly. I don't have too much more of this to go. A little more cap and gowning, and then we'll take your calls. So David and Jason, sit tight. So this is Section 951. You take someone who failed to register as a foreign agent. You prosecute them under the Agent of a Foreign Government Act. And this is the beginning of understanding, particularly how the Obama administration weaponized the intelligence agencies. It's been going on since at least 2012 against U.S. citizens, just everyday U.S. citizens. How do we know that? Judge Rosemary Collyer, one of the first things that happened under the Trump administration. Who's the former senator from Indiana who was made the NSA guy? Dan Coats gets in there. And the very first thing he does is declassify a judicial opinion from a FISA court judge. And at the time it came out, it was like April of 2017. Everybody's like, what the hell is this? Let me know what to make of it. I read it when it came out. It made no sense. I had no background, no understanding. I thought, what a big deal. I'm going to read a piece of this declassified opinion in light, and it still has some redaction, but in light of what we've been talking about for the last 2.5 years. Because this, she spells it out how it happened. This is her basically saying, NSA, clean up your act, or I'm going to shut you down. The NSA went back and looked at all the queries, all the searches for U.S. persons targeted by FISA inquiries. They went back and looked at it. And what they found was, in just a 7-month period, from November 1 to May 1, they looked at it, and just in that 7-month period, here's the quote from the opinion. Based on that examination, NSA estimates that approximately 85% of those inquiries, representing blank number of inquiries, conducted by approximately blank targeted offices, were not compliant with the applicable minimization procedures. Many of those non-compliant queries involve the use of the same identifiers over different date ranges. Even so, a non-compliance rate of 85% raises substantial questions about the propriety of using blank to query FISA data. While the government reports that it is unable to provide a reliable estimate of the number of non-compliant queries since 2012, there is no apparent reason to believe the 2015 to 2016 time period coincided with an unusually high error rate. Now, let me break that down into plain English. A search query on the NSA database is what they use to get your emails, phone numbers that you've called, phone call details, text message verbatim, pictures you sent verbatim. You know, AT&T will store your text messages for like 2 or 3 days and they delete them. Maybe a week. NSA stores them forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I have a FISA warrant on Dave, I can pull up his phone number and see every text message he's ever sent or received.
Oh, Lord.
I can see every picture he's ever sent or received. I can see every phone call he's ever placed or received.
That's not many because I don't make phone calls.
I can look at his emails. Do you understand the problem we have here?
Yeah.
Now, 85% of those queries were ruled or believed to be improper by a FISA court judge. 85%. That's like 6 out of every 7 were ruled to be improper. Now, if you go through the rest of it, I don't have time to read it all. We can't go too cap and gown today. We'll bore everybody to tears and make people wreck their cars. Plus, I have phone calls to get to. But if you go through the rest of the declassified Rosemary Collier opinion, it's long. It's like 90-something pages. But I've read the whole thing many times. If you go through the rest of it, what you'll find is it was political contractors that they were using as opposition research on the NSA database. How did they get access to it? Section 951. Failure to register as a foreign agent, but instead of prosecuting it as failing to register as a foreign agent, say, well, he might also be an agent of a foreign government under foreign control. Might be under the control. In other words, a spy. We don't know whether he's a spy or not. We gotta look at all his emails, all his text messages, all his phone calls, see everybody he's talked to, every picture, look at all his weird porn searches that he does on his computer at night. We got to look at all that kind of stuff. Now what you have is a perfect cocktail to completely control somebody. So you wonder why these politicians flake out. You wonder why you elect somebody great and they go up to Washington, D.C. and they turn into a dud. It's not like it was back in the old days where you just bought them off. I'll give your brother-in-law a job.
Right.
No. That's old school. Now it's, open that envelope. That's the content of the last 100 things you searched. Over here is the content of the last 2 years' worth of text messages you sent and received. You still want to continue to fight us? Still want to continue to fight us? All of a sudden, you become a globalist corporatist whore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care how pristine and pure you are, if you become a United States senator or a federal judge, or you're running for president, there's something in your text messages you don't want the world to see. There's something in your phone call patterns you don't want the world to see. There's something in the pictures you send and receive you don't want the world to see. There's something in the emails you send and receive you don't want the world to see. And that's what they did. That's exactly how they did it to Flynn, but don't think they just did it to Flynn. They didn't go after Section 618 on Flynn. That's the FAR section.
Right.
They went after 951. How do we know that? Transcript from yesterday's hearing. I'll read from it briefly. The court says, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Your answer is he could have been charged in that indictment. The prosecutor, Mr. Van Grack, says, yes, Your Honor. And the court says, and that would have been, what's the exposure in that indictment if someone is found guilty? The prosecutor, here's where he lays it out. He says, Your Honor, I believe, if you'll give me a moment, I believe it was a conspiracy under 371, 18 U.S.C. 371, which I believe is a 5-year sentence. It was a violation of, and here it is, they spell it out, 18 U.S.C. 951, which is either a 5 or 10 year offense, and false statements. Under those false statements, now that I think about it, Your Honor, I don't believe the defendant had exposure to the false statements of that particular individual. They're talking about someone, Ekim Alpatikating, whatever, some Turkish guy, I guess. But he spells it out. It was a violation of 18 U.S.C. 951. From the beginning, everybody's assumed the Flynn case was just a routine FARA violation. And then lying about his contacts with Russia. But that wasn't it at all. How did they know he talked to the Russian ambassador? How did they know Mike Flynn talked to Kislyak? You know how they know? Because when he didn't register as a foreign agent, they went and got a Title I warrant, and they'd been monitoring absolutely everything he said from the beginning under 951. Guys, that's how they do it. That's how it's been done from the beginning. And I know that was a long 2 segments of cap and gowning, and I know that it's a little boring to some of you who aren't following it. But it's terrifying. And since 2012, the FISA court said we have a reason to believe 85% of those were fraudulent. 85% of those requests were fraudulent. It was political opposition research using the most advanced spy network ever developed that was developed to keep this country safe, not to rig elections. And that's what it was being used for. Not to control political opponents, but that's what it was being used for. Not to get dirt on people to make them globalist corporate whores, but that's what it was being used for. We'll be back. China Johnny Race, opposite the Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. Complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This summertime pattern rolls on and on. Very little day-to-day change with another hot and humid day today. High in the low to mid-90s. Heat index again, 100 to 105. What is this, the fifth day in a row now? Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the low 90s again. Spotty hit or miss storms for some lucky towns. A lot of towns will get skipped, though. Then better rain chances as we get towards Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The rain chances over the weekend are better with storms in greater supply all 3 days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Say
sure how much of a man he really was. More makeup for crying out loud. What the hell is a karma chameleon anyway? It doesn't even make sense to me. Anyway, Heirloom Jewelers, my friends. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Fantastic human being. Great guy. He's the beginning and the end of jewelry here in the River Region. He's the only guy you need to take your stuff to if you want to sell. Right now, he told me. He texted me this morning. He said, Baron Coleman, I have to tell you something. Diamond prices, gold prices, platinum, silver, I'm giving top dollar. I'm giving more money than I've ever given for any of them right now. You've got to bring me your stuff. I said, okay. I don't have anything. He said, well, tell your audience, you fool. I said, okay. Then I'm telling you, my audience, our audience, go to Troop Booth. Go to Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. He's given top dollar for everything. Absolutely everything. Never given higher dollars for diamonds than he is this very day. And in case you're wondering if you're on a delay or something, it's Tuesday, June 25th. But go by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. It's open until 5 o'clock today. Till 5 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, 9 and noon on Saturday. While you're there, shop his beautiful cases. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Nothing's low budget or low end at Heirloom Jewelers. Everything's the best of the best. That's it. Everything's the best. So go by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across the street from Do Re Mi Karaoke. The old Bruno's and Sonic was. I was by there the other day. I used to shop at that Bruno's. About 10 years ago, they put up some papers that made it look like it was going to be a Asian grocery store, and then that didn't happen. I don't know what's going on in there right now. But go by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Other side of Vaughn Road from all that madness. Our number 272-9228. David, you're on the air.
Hey, I had a quick point about the meeting you were going to have with Carolyn. If you guys invited the rest of the guests over your phones.
Yes.
If you invited the guests to that Carolyn meeting over the phone, then, yeah, they would be the second level away, right?
But I think the question was, does the government get the warrant if we just talk face-to-face? Does it have to be some sort of electronic communication? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. And the question I had is, they seem to want people to register, so is there some convoluted part in the law that lets them continue to spy once the person has registered and they're still allowed to continue to spy or something? Because that seemed to be what they wanted them to do.
Yeah, I think the reason. Spying. Yeah, they absolutely would be able to continue to spy on them. I think the reason they want them to register so badly is so they can go to the FBI agents or U.S. attorney's offices and say, "Guys, they registered. Knock it off. You know, you got what you wanted."
Quiet them down.
Quiet them down. So they quit asking and quit making a stink about it.
Right. Okay.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it. Got both two good questions. Well, a good point. A good question. Jason.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, just two quick points. One, surveillance isn't new. It just changed form. Like, J. Edgar Hoover did it for, like, what, 4 decades with the FBI. Like, this isn't, like, we shouldn't be surprised that the government is using all means necessary to collect information. And they're doing it on American citizens. At least we knew that from Snowden in 2013. So, I don't think this should necessarily be surprising, but even if it's new to you, right, and you think, I didn't know this was going on, the idea that your politician is on the tape because the government has information on them, if you do find that out, now it becomes incumbent on you to vote them out. And you guys, and I guess not just you guys, but most people talk about how hard it is to get rid of an incumbent. And so the idea is, if you know this information, you know the government's spying, you know your politician is on the take potentially, or at least not functioning in your best interest, then you don't vote for him. But I bet money, even like in the state of Alabama, our legislature, as soon as they got in office, they passed that gas tax, they sprung it on us. I bet money 85% of them get reelected, if not 90. And so, it's a tough situation. It's a bad thing going on, but we got to do our part, or don't talk about it. Like, we can't. We have to own some of it, I guess, one side says voters, and capitalize it on our advantage, or at least our ability to influence the process. And I don't think we do that. And so I don't know if this segment is helping people, because I don't know if it's going to change their behavior ultimately. But it should. But I don't think it will, unfortunately. But I guess that's just my little 2 cents. But anyway,
yeah,
you guys have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. I get your point, but the thing is that, like, because everybody has a, you know, has a computer in their pocket, I think that the government can now surveil everybody at all times, And whereas before, you even if they were doing warrantless wiretaps and things like that, they were mostly going after, you know, the mafia and people like that.
Yeah.
They weren't going after John Q. Citizen or looking at everything that John Q. Citizen did.
Yeah, and thanks for your call, Jason. You make good points, and I don't necessarily object to everything you're saying. Yeah, the government has been spying on its citizens for a long, long time, but it takes on a whole new dynamic in the last.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you pointed it out, since you carry a supercomputer around in your mm-hmm. pocket. I tell people this all the time. When they started putting those cell phone towers up all the time, I was at Auburn, and I started looking out. I was standing on our balcony. My now wife, then girlfriend, and I share a balcony at this apartment complex. And I was standing out there, and I saw them putting one up. I saw them, like, actually building it. And I told her, I said, those are locator towers. And she said, what? I said, you can take three of those towers and
triangulate.
You can triangulate location down within, like, 20 feet. 15 mm-hmm. feet of where somebody is. And if you have a cell phone in your pocket, they always know where you are. She was like, Baron, you are paranoid. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I said, no, it's actually possible. Now, whether they would do it, I don't know. But it's possible. Then they came up with GPS. Then they convinced the entire world you had to have a cell phone or you were nuts. Right? And now everybody carries a cell phone around. And you constantly... they know where you are at all times. And you know, with social media and everything else, you put your most intimate thoughts on there, all your pictures. They know everything about you. And that's fine if it's just sitting in a storehouse being collected. It's still not fine. They shouldn't be sitting in a storehouse collecting it. We talked about this during a break. It's akin to the police coming in once a month and taking pictures of everything you own. And say, well, we're not going to look at them. Yeah, we're just going to put them in a filing cabinet down at the station. We're not going to actually look at them. Unless we need to. You know, if you give us a reason to, we'll go back and look at them and see if anything's changed. Or we'll see what you've been up to. That's what that is. And you would need a Fourth Amendment warrant to get into your house and take the pictures of everything you own. Why not a warrant to get in and collect everything I put on Facebook or everything I put on social media or all the pictures I take? Again, every picture sent
received. Because if you voluntarily give it up, you have a lesser expectation of privacy.
Yeah.
It's one of the very few things that I know about the law.
Going back to cats versus the United States.
Right.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That instrument is it? Wah, 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 wah. Is that a synthesizer?
Yes.
Why did we ever think that was cool?
Because it's awesome.
That's a cool song. It's from the album The Singles. I wasn't aware he had another one. Should have been just called The Single.
Right. That one Corey Hart song.
You go to a Corey Hart concert, you're the, you know, you got to lead up, you got to drive over there, you got to wait, there's some opening act. Corey Hart comes on, he sings Sunglasses at Night, and then leaves. I love you, Montgomery! And he's out.
Oh, you know, he pads it with like, now we're going to do one off our new album.
You're going to love this one. It's totally different. It's like grunge. Thrash metal. Yeah, well, whatever. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, folks. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. One of the most important numbers you'll call. If you're a business owner or manager or an employee with influence with your old with the boss, the guy in the corner office downstairs, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, it may be the most important phone call you make all day. All year. Maybe one of the most important phone calls you make in a decade. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com, and give you an idea what they do, cornerstonemga.com. But you're going to want to get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency and just ask them, can you save me some money on my health insurance, disability, life insurance, and all that kind of stuff? The answer is almost assuredly yes. Almost assuredly yes. They specialize in employee plans and everything else. Cornerstone Managing General Agency will be there when you need them the most. So give them a call, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Dan Morris Show, Waiting in the Wings. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Carolyn's still shagging phones for a few more minutes, even though she's... You know, Carolyn, I used to teach. And when the students would start packing up their bag with 2 minutes left, that's when we went 5 minutes late. So don't make me run into the first segment of the Dan Morris Show, young lady. Because I will.
I do this as a courtesy to Dan.
Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hey, your bumper music reminded me of the three questions that I will ask God one day when I meet him face to face. The first one is, why do you hate mobile home parks? Secondly, why do you always make sure that UFOs land near the most inarticulate, uneducated, toothless, witless people? But the third most important question is, why did you make a man as good looking as George Michael that doesn't like women and made me so ugly? those are the three. Those are the top three. I'm gonna have other questions, but those are the top three.
You know, those are legitimate questions. I can't, you know, I might have other questions on faith and morals, but you know, starting there is not a bad place to start.
There you go. You were talking about the cell phone towers and all of that, and the spying on us and everything. I mean, all we've done is just said, hey, let's do the heavy lifting for you. We'll spy on ourselves. We'll tell you everything you want to know because we're sheeple and have nothing to hide.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's just pretty much what we've done, haven't
that's
what, we? Haven't
yeah, that, I mean, that's what I said, is that people think that if they have nothing to hide, then it doesn't matter. But the principle is that if you don't have anything to hide, that they shouldn't be allowed to watch you all the time.
That's the American way. Hey, Cranky, that's a good call. I'm a little pressed for time.
In the land of the free.
Sue.
Hey, real quickly, Corey Hart also put out Never Surrender, and that was a really good song.
Sue coming in with the hot fire. She's correct.
Sue is the reason I play this for bumper music every now and then.
Well, I love your bumper music.
But you are the reason I play this song in particular. You remember this song?
I do indeed. This is, I have it as my ringtone.
This is why I play this song, is for Sue. Sue loves the
producer. Thanks, Baron. All right, Sue. I do indeed. Appreciate all right, bye.
That's a fact, Dave. As soon as I saw Sue on there, I pulled up the song. Usually when she calls, I'll play that as bumper going in, going out to the next segment.
Right.
But I don't have another segment to play with because the Dan Moore Show is...
imminent.
He's got a gun out. I think that's a little excessive. Who's this?
Hey, it's
Randall. Hey.
So, basically, the past 3 years, we learned that we wouldn't be knowing near as much as we do now if this man hadn't become president. He stood up for us and stood like Allen yesterday, trying to figure out a way to not get behind him. If we just get behind him, man, we could take over the world. I mean, and really lead the country.
Just get behind the God Emperor, get in his wake, and let him take you to greatness.
He knew in 1987 he was going to be president. That's why he towed the line. He knew then. I know for a fact he knew.
You know why? Because he had a time machine.
He watched his daddy do dirty stuff, and he watched his daddy building houses for the war. Warriors coming back from war. I mean, taking the government money, having it be pinned down. He watched it from behind. He got a firsthand glimpse of it, and he knew from 1987 he was never going to be that way, and that he was going to change it. And, I mean, it's been that bad for that long, and he saw it from the inside. And I'm just happy. I mean, you never hear them talk about his daddy. They'll never bring him up. Because he was part. All right, fellas.
Appreciate it.
See you around.
I am looking at pictures, Dave Mowry.
You are?
I am looking at pictures of a 1983 Airstream.
Hey, now.
Super, super cool. Completely rebuilt for a customer of Jenkins Tire and Auto. They rebuild boat trailers as well, everything else. They can take care of absolutely anything you need. Jenkins Tire and Auto, not just tire and auto, but tire, auto, and trailer, apparently. They do a great job rebuilding. Great, great, great job rebuilding. Mike Jenkins, also a fan of duck meat and goose meat.
Well,
so see,
smart
you
man.
You get all this in one ad. Take your stuff by Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. Take it by there. It's the corner of Jefferson and Perry. Corner of Jefferson and Perry. You're going to love what they're able to do. They can work on just about anything. They got ASC certified mechanics. They got diesel mechanics, tractor mechanics. They can do big tires, small tires. They have their own service truck. And the day I was by there, he showed me the service truck and it had a tire that was like 6 feet tall in it. Like, what the hell does this go on? Some kind of large combine or something that goes into a field. I don't know. It was massive, massive. That's the kind of stuff they can do anything. And then they can also, like, change the oil in your Camry. I mean, it's amazing what they're able to do. Go to Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, downtown, the corner of Perry and Jefferson. They'll get you to work and back. Don't worry about any of that kind of stuff. Just take your car there. Just, you're worried about your car.